Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, a strong and powerful Carter Wilcoxon. Carter, are you ready to do this?
I am absolutely ready, George, and thank you for asking.
Excellent. Carter is the founder and CEO of CSI Financial Group. I'm excited to have you on. Carter, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Man, that's a pretty open-ended question. Well, and you know, as you've heard many times, you always start with your why, right? Mm. So, you know, I'm a very much a family man. I've got amazing kids, an amazing wife who is really the glue that binds in the entire family. In fact, I tell people all the time, there's quite the misnomer on the stay-at-home mom. We homeschool our kids, and I got to tell you that I wouldn't trade what she does for what I do for all the tea in China. So, you know, everybody's a golfer. We moved out here. I moved out here, met my wife out here. We used to both work at P.F. Chang's. I used to be a national trainer for P.F. Chang's back in another world, it feels like now, you know, some almost 20 years ago. And I just knew from the very beginning that, you know, she was the one. We all ended up, you know, finding golf, if you will, along the way. We're a golfing family. I feel like golf is one of those things that, and I say this to my kids all the time, golf is like life. It can always be better, and it can always be worse.
Yeah.
So, you know, just embrace the journey, continue trying to, you know, develop yourself and be better at both golf and life, which is why I think it's a great reflection on your growth. And that's really what CSI Financial Group has done. We've been growing and refining our proprietary process that we developed a little over 3 years ago, and it's been very successful. But it's just, you know, it's all about doing the right thing. Say what you mean what you say. So, you know, not to get into too deep philosophical approach, those are sort of the foundations for us.
Nice. Well, I certainly appreciate that. And yes, it can always be better, but it can always be a lot worse. So I think that that's a perfect metaphor for life. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, you mentioned this proprietary process. So I'm just curious. Let's just jump into that.
So, and we actually were just in a featured story in Medium magazine, or I keep wanting to say magazine. It's really an online subscription. It's a very well-known in the academic world, for sure, Medium. But we were just featured in the story. And what I said in that was, I've been in the financial services arena working with independent financial advisors where I consider myself an advisor to advisors throughout the country. And I set out on this journey about 6 years ago. In fact, we're celebrating 6 years, July 10th,
nice.
in existence. So the barrier to entry in this space is very difficult. So I knew that I had to do something different. I had to be different than the rest of my competition that in this space that's super competitive. So I set out on this journey to do three things better than anybody else if I knew I was going to be in existence 6 years from that time. Number one, elevate the client experience. And when I talk about the client experience, I'm talking about the advisors we work with, the clients that they work with. You have to develop this process that really helps to elevate their experience to a level that they've never had or seen before. Number two, was to create professional contrast, as I call it, or you may hear, you know, what makes you different? Right? The differentiator. So that professional contrast was the second thing that I set out to do. And then three, and ultimately this is to help the advisors that I work with, was really to competitor-proof your ideal clients. So I knew that you can't, inherently I know that you can't do that with a product, because product is not the unmet need in the financial services world, right? There's plenty of products to go around. I don't care if it's, you know, money management or if it's life insurance, annuities, REITs, it doesn't really matter. There's plenty of product to go around. And the best solutions in the world matter not if you don't have the ideal clients that you're trying to work with. So we really help our advisors narrow down on who they're trying to work with to ultimately do these three things, like I said, that helps them grow their practice through client acquisition initiatives that we've created. So that's really sort of the overarching idea and theme and what makes us different and why it is that we're doing what we're doing today.
Nice. I appreciate that. So this is I imagine that you got into the financial world because how did you make the transition from, professional trainer in the restaurant or the hospitality space to this?
Yeah, and that's actually a much deeper story. This is the part where I normally say you'll read it in the book one day.
Yeah, sure.
But I used to be, during that time, whenever I was a national trainer and I was bartending at night at the P.F. Chang's here in Scottsdale, Phoenix area, I was also caddying in a private club up north called Whisper Rock. And that was where I was providentially put onto the bag of the guy who ultimately brought me into this business, my mentor, if you will, and gave me the opportunity to really change the trajectory, golf terminology, for my life, which ultimately led me to learning everything there is to know about this business. One thing led to another. I decided to get into the retail side and work with clients myself, and that really gave me a much better insight and understanding on the struggles and the challenges that most advisors deal with, because now I was one. So I ended up creating a relationship with an estate planning attorney in Covington, Louisiana, and I would fly out to her office. We would incorporate into her already existing clientele's portfolios, life insurance and annuities. It was a great way for me to get off the ground running. The problem was it wasn't sustainable because I live in Phoenix, as you know, and I was flying out there once a month, taking time away from my family and working with our clients for, you know, once a month for an entire week. So it ended up ultimately sending me down this path that I said, you know what, I think the business that I was in prior to going into the retail space, what we call wholesale distribution, I think that I can do that. So talked to a few people. I got some small capital to get started, shared my vision with them. And then ultimately that led me to meeting Gary Lofsgaard, who's a CEO and founder of Integrated Trust Systems, has been the back office support for law firms and worked through the advisor network since 1985. And whenever I first met him, I said, okay, the software that you've developed, this is about 9 years ago, I said, who else is using this in my space? I mean, I'm like, surely there's got to be others that are using this. And he said, well, there's been times where we've tried to get people to do it. And there's been a couple of times where, you know, certain independent distribution arms, they looked at it multiple times and said, hey, let's do this. No, we mean it this time. We're really going to do it. Now, my benefit that I had, that as someone that's small and trying to differentiate ourselves, which led to that proprietary process that we've been refining and developing for the last 3 years, and trying to differentiate myself from my competition, was I also wanted to, by extension, differentiate the advisor. So when I found out that nobody else was using this software, and now you fast forward to what's been going on and the thrusting into digital transformation that not only the advisors we work with are being thrown into, I mean, but regular, you know, mom and pop shops or, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, as we call them throughout the country, they're now being thrust into having to become comfortable with communicating online and digitally and all that stuff. Well, we had already embraced that entire process. So because we had this exclusive software that is the estate planning foundation for education that our advisors only through CSI Financial Group have access to, now we can really do those three things that I talked about, which ultimately lead to some really comprehensive financial planning on the back end. I'm not sure if I answered your question there, but hopefully I gave enough insight.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So let's talk about really what that contrast is, and I guess maybe frame it through the eyes of how client really benefits from this process.
That's a great question. I'm so glad you asked that. So here's the thing. What we do, and it's all about education, with the conventional wisdom, when you hear the terminology estate planning, most regular folk, and sometimes regular folk are those who are millionaires, but they don't think that they're, you know, rich or wealthy whatsoever, you know, but they've got $1 million, $2 million, $3 million of investable assets. But when they hear, you know, estate planning, they automatically, and we've learned this through a lot of research, they automatically think estate taxes. Now, as everybody that's listening to this probably knows, there's not really an estate tax problem for the vast majority of Americans right now. So what we do is we help to demystify and enlighten those end user prospective clients on what estate planning really is and what it's not, and why it's so imperative for you to have a plan for your estate. And quite simply put, an estate is just everything you own. So when we help to enlighten those prospective or end user clients on what an estate means, and then they realize, oh, wait a second, well, we do have an estate and we do need a plan. What really helps to differentiate the advisor is they brought something to them that their current advisor maybe has never told them before, for a myriad of reasons, because typically it's been so disconnected between estate and financial planning. So that really does help to not necessarily drive a wedge, but it helps these end user clients come to their own conclusion, as Socrates was known to do back in the day, if you will. He was really never one that gave information. He never gave people the answer. He helped them come to their own conclusions. And that's what our process does. That's what our advisor partner network does to these end user clients. It helps them almost get out of their own way and allow them to come to their own conclusions on why they want to work with this advisor now, maybe as opposed to who they were working with, or if they're shopping, especially on why they want to now work with this advisor partner, as we call them, within our network. So that's the biggest, truest differentiator for the advisors, and why it's been so successful once they embrace everything that it is that we educate them on.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And so many aspects of money and finance is very abstract and sort of blurry and confusing. And I think that estate planning most definitely is, and what people think that it is and what it's not. To your point, there's oftentimes a kind of a big gap between that. So being able to ask the right questions and help people sort of walk through that process of almost self-discovery, I think, is extremely valuable.
Well, yeah. So we have part of the proprietary process, and some of the messaging that we share as we're recruiting, if you will, advisors onto the platform, we share with them about what a multidisciplinary team approach is all about. And to your point, it is very abstract, and it's sort of convoluted and disconnected, and there's so many moving parts. So what you need, truly what the masses of people need, is this team that have different disciplines, hence multidisciplinary team approach, that can help them in all these different areas that are all one degree of separation, or they're deeply or closely connected. So that's what we bring to the table, and it's been so successful. And I can't tell you how many times our advisors have shared with us that their clients tell them, thank you for educating me. Thank you for giving me the true peace of mind that I've been looking for, to allow myself to be able to know that when the inevitable happens for all of us, that we have a plan in place, a distribution plan in place, whatever that is, tax mitigation, estate planning, you know, beginning to end and beyond. Thank you so much for delivering the peace of mind that I've been searching and yearning for so long, that I've honestly, and this is the number one thing we hear from these advisors, from their clientele that comes to some of these now virtual estate planning educational webinars. Usually they're done, you know, live and in person throughout the nation. What they tell them is that I've just been procrastinating on this. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I didn't know I needed to do it. It's just that I didn't really know where or how to start. And you delivered everything that it was and more that I needed to have that true peace of mind for me and my family, and to truly pass on a legacy that I can be, you know, proud of, knowing that once the inevitable happens.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I oftentimes think of a problem as something that's awkwardly shaped and it's big, and so I can't figure out how to pick it up. I can't find the handle, and it's this, you're talking about this multidisciplinary approach, and client just can't figure out what that entry point really is, and they can't figure out how to navigate through it. So that's really makes sense to me. You mentioned tax and estate. What are some of the other disciplines that you're talking about?
Yeah. So, because we are a very end-to-end solution provided, but process driven organization, you know, we have on our staff, as well as my business partner, a tax mitigation and really a tax specialist who understands the inner workings and the benefits of the tax code. Andrew Victor, who is the VP of Planning Strategies, is also he's local, born and raised here, but ended up going off to this small school in the Northeast called Harvard. I'm not sure if you've heard of it or not. you know, he was on Wall Street for a while. So he has that better, you know, analytical understanding of what the tax code is and how you can be able to work to your benefit on some of these things and the products that we use to be able to help to mitigate that. So that's just another aspect of the whole thing. We also have network attorneys that are part of the process when we're doing the what we call applicability and suitability review and the customization of the estate planning and this proprietary process that we call our 90 and 90 formula. Whenever we hear this time and time again, the 90-90 formula is where we can get 90% of your estate plan done, all from the comfort of your own home, in 90 minutes or less, using this multidisciplinary team approach. So, you know, attorneys that are on that are part of the process, tax mitigation that we handle a lot of, risk mitigation, the whole encompassing comprehensive planning approach that you would need all under one roof, essentially. And again, because we've been doing this virtually and digitally for almost 3 years now, it's been more of the same for us. And it's been I almost feel bad because it's benefited us more than most people or those that are our competition in the industry.
Nice. I love it. Perfect. Well, Carter, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, if I was to give you like one takeaway, it's this. It's all about access. And the problem is, and I've said it a couple times during this interview, there's been these disconnected pieces of the puzzle that unfortunately most haven't been able to put all together. I mean, they've got a picture in their mind that they want to put all these pieces of the puzzle together, but they need access to a team that can be able to help them put that whole thing together. And that's my one tip that I would say, and my takeaway, if you will, that it's all about the access and being able to have, you know, specialists in these different areas to help you handhold, if you will, through all these different minefields that are part of the overall planning strategies that are needed and necessary.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Carter, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Please go to my website, our website, www.csifg.com. You can also go to www.csifinancialgroup.com. We try to make it short and, you know, sweet with the CSIFG, which obviously that's what that stands for. So you can go there. You can check out the advisor area. You can also check out the client area on all the different things that we can provide for not only our advisors, but also the advisors can piggyback off of all of our solutions to ultimately grow their practice through this educational approach and to build their client acquisition.
I love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Carter your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to csifg.com. That's csifinancialgroup.com. Check out the great resources if you are a financial advisor, if you are looking for a financial advisor. Thanks again, Carter.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.